With it being just the second baseball game of the season for both Exira EHK and Griswold, they surely delivered on one of the best early season competitions. The Spartans were able to capture a 7-5 win on the night over the Tigers to bring Exira EHK to a 2-0 record and Griswold to a 1-1 record on the season. Exira EHK head coach Randy Kelly was more than happy to see his boys capture another win to get to that 2-0 spot.
Well, absolutely. It's a great feeling because we haven't had much practice together, so it's a great feeling to come out 2-0 going into our Memorial Day weekends, and we're going to take some time off and get back at it on Monday.
Griswold was the first team to be able to capitalize in the ball game, adding two runs in the bottom of the third inning to take the first lead of the game with a single by Colby Clint to score Cody Dosher from second. Exira EHK came back right at the top of the fourth to tie things up with Jamison Kilworth, earning the first hit of the ball game. Jay Schwab was able to take a walk, and Jaden Pettipier knocked in Kilworth for the first run of the fourth inning. Just right after that, Nelson was able to reach first and advance to second on a wild throw to tie things up at 2-2. The inning that really sparked for the Spartans was in the fifth, where Austin Young was able to reach first after a walk. Kilworth earned another key hit, and the Spartans had Schwab walk, and Hansen was hit by a pitch to put the bases loaded with no outs. It all came to Jaden Pettipier, who had a key single to score a couple runs that featured the key hit of the inning. Griswold was able to answer back in the bottom of the fifth with two added runs with key hits by Nolan Smith and Zane Johnson to be able to bring it to a 7-4 Spartan lead. Griswold had just one more chance to put some runs on the board in the bottom of the seventh, but couldn't rally as they added one run with the heads-up base running of Zane Johnson to fall in the game 7-5. Exira EHK's Jamison Kilworth was a player of the game while going 2-4 at the plate and was a key pitcher, allowing just four hits and struck out 11 batters on the night.
Oh yeah, he's the most valuable player right now on our team. I mean, he means a lot to our team. He's the leader, and if he has a good night, we're going to have a good night. I mean, that's what we had a slow start, which is fine. It comes around. Second time around, we got a little bit better. We were improved. Like I said, just want to keep improving every time.
Another Spartan who had a great night on the diamond was Austin Rasmussen, with two hits in the ball game and played a great defensive game in center field.
Austin Rasmussen has been playing good the first two games of the year. I don't expect him to get it any different. He gives 110% every time. Great kid, good leader, right, and he's only a sophomore as a plus.
The Spartans are going to take a bit of a break here after this game with some rest throughout the week to prepare for their first conference game against Boyer Valley that takes place next Wednesday.
We're going to take a little break, get the boys, get their ice their arms down a little bit, get back together, get working again on Monday, and then I think we go to Boyer Valley on next Wednesday and Glidden on Friday. So two more road trips, tough games, but we'll be ready for them.
Griswold will jump right back into action as they look to capture a win in conference action today against Stanton. These will definitely be two teams to watch throughout the early portion of the season. I'm Zach Collins reporting.